KyleTalkRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
I'm Sunday Bonella.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior?
Surprise, surprise.
He ain't here for you, but you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
This is State of Emergency.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get them, Chuck.
Hey, 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 hey. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, pretty lady.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we're back for another week. I guess we're gluttons for punishment. I don't know. But anyway, I'm Lindsay Ward, the host of the show. Joining me, as always, is my producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sorokin.
That is I, Sorokin. Show me what you got. Some Jay-Z.
Well, you know, I think our sponsor should show us what he's got. Or at least show the viewers. So, you know, if you want to check out what he's got, go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your wrestling stop-motion action figure needs, because I still do it backwards and it makes no sense. Deal with it. But anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight.
So, yeah, we do. Yeah. And we did the show prep, and, you know, as we always do, and there wasn't a lot of news.
Till this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get all into it here in a second, which is, of course, brought to you by the fine folks over at PWMania.com. Go there for all your news needs. But we have NXT that we have to talk about because a certain Prince showed up tonight, finally. And, well, later in the show, we're going to be talking about Wyatts, because when we have nothing else to talk about in the world of wrestling, we talk about Wyatts. Why? Because I can.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And it's more than Wyatt. We have a long discussion as well.
We do have a long discussion, which ties into our question of the night, which is what?
Basically, going forward, who do you think should be the face of WWE?
Well, I hope we got a lot of good answers
we
for
have,
that.
We have some interesting responses, though, and one really long response that we'll read on the show as well.
All right, sounds good. So, well, I say we jump right into the news, and we have to start with the biggest story that broke today, so it's semi-breaking news, and that is that WWE has confirmed that SmackDown will no longer be on Friday nights. It is moving to Thursday nights, and that will start in the early part of 2015, so I guess we're reformatting this show.
It's the biggest kept secret in mankind, not really. Everyone kind of figured that SmackDown was moving to Thursday nights when for months and weeks and forever, how long you want to put the time of measurement.
I'd like to point out, Rack exclusive, we broke it first.
We did, like months ago at this point, that it was moving to Thursday nights, and then they got cold feet, kind of the NFL. And, yeah, now that when the NFL's over, it's moving to Thursday nights. And the first hint was TNA moved to Wednesdays, which we'll get into. TNA moved to Wednesdays because they knew SmackDown was moving to Thursdays. So, yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't want to try and compete, which makes complete sense on their part. But yeah, so SmackDown is going back to its original spot on Thursday nights. It's going to be airing from 8 to 10 on Sci-Fi, and it's moving in when, March?
January 15th.
Okay, January 15th, y'all. Set your clocks.
Yeah, January 15th, it says on WWE.com that they will be moving to Thursday nights, which it's kind of, okay, we're watching SmackDown now, folks.
Which, to tie into that, it seems that NXT will be moving to Wednesday, so as of January 14th, at its normal start time, I believe of 9 p.m., you can watch NXT. So, well, we're going to have a discussion about what we're going to be talking about on this show, because, well, now we have SmackDown, but we really like NXT, so we'll have to see what we're going to be doing there. But it's definitely an interesting move on their part.
It's moving to the most watched night on television, sans Monday night. And it brings the second longest running weekly episodic television program to one of the most watched nights of television, back to when it originally started. It's a good move for SmackDown, because Fridays has become a dead night. And SmackDown, honestly, has at times become an afterthought on Friday nights. I usually end up watching SmackDown on Saturday nights.
Yeah, I usually watch it when we play Cards Against Humanity. That's when I see it, mainly because I'm sober. So
that, and because it's just an awkward... There's other things to do on a Friday night.
Yeah, there's plenty of other things to do on a Friday night, no offense to WWE, so it's easier to watch it when, you know, you're playing Cards Against Humanity, or DVR it and watch it whenever you want, just that kind of thing. So now that they're taking it off Friday nights and moving it to Thursdays, that makes it a little bit easier for everybody to watch, because not everybody's going out, because, well, you still have to get up and go to work the next day, so...
Right, and they may not gain a bigger audience on Thursdays, but there's a wider audience to watch the show. That's the number one thing. There's more of an audience to watch it. Will there be a full increase? Probably not, because you got a whole list of shows that air on Thursday nights and are long-running shows that will, you know, eat up the time slot, the ratings. But for cable, it'll probably become one of the highest-rated shows on Thursday nights again. And that's cool. And, again, there's all the whole... situation where, when will it air overseas? Like, because Australia gets it for a long time, like Australia and overseas at some spots get it on, like, their Friday, which is our Thursday. So, that's still probably up in the air when they'll actually air and probably stay in that same time slot, and we'll get it first instead of them getting it first. And I think it will screw up some people who like to steal the pictures. It's probably all that's going to happen at this point.
Yeah, probably.
The digitals will be out in the U.S. first. We'll beat you to it. Ha! Bitches, what? No. It's a good move. It's an expected move. And, yeah, it's SmackDown on Thursday nights. And I hope they put more importance onto the show when it... I have a feeling they'll put more importance onto the show when it first moves, and I hope they continue with making it not feel like it's the same thing as Monday night.
I think they will. I think they understand the value of the time that they have on television in addition to the time that they have on the network, and that they can extend across, that they're going to start extending across the 4 hours of... or I should say 5 hours, excuse me, because Raw's not 2 hours anymore. The 5 hours of aired television that they have, in which they can carry across and get more people on TV, because that was the point originally of taking Raw to 3 hours, was to get more people on TV and to have more storylines and more things going on, and you carry that over to SmackDown. And hopefully they don't make it just like Monday Night Raw, but they take it kind of back to what it was in... probably 2001, 2002, when it first started, which it was its own show, but things carried over from Raw, so it was something of if you say, you know,
the storylines can continue. My point of making it not like Raw is rematches from Raw.
Oh yeah, well, you know, yeah, that's gonna happen. Whether
that's
you
gonna
want to or not.
Oh, I know it'll happen, but it don't make me have the same match over and over again. I want some different variety on it. And I'm going back to your point. It's like, yeah, when it first started in 99, 2000, 2001, it was a carryover, but at the same time, it felt like its own show. It had a different feel to it. And even during the brand extension for the first few years, it had a different feel to it.
Right. It was its own entity, and now I think they're trying to figure out what to do with it now that the brand extension is over and Raw is 3 hours. So it sort of, I think they're still trying to understand what they can do with SmackDown, and once they figure that out, then they're going to start rolling again. Because let's not forget that they also have the network, and they can carry content across the network as well.
Right, and they do with the WWE Network, or with WWE Main Event and stuff like that. Speaking of the WWE Network, and we're doing this as a little sidetrack, because, you know, for those unaware, I have no television at the moment, so I'm watching the WWE Network. Watching Survivor Series 2006, and it's odd watching Dolph Ziggler in the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, it's a little awkward. Yeah.
It's a little weird watching him in the Spirit Squad, I'm not gonna lie. The Spirit Squad took on the Legends in a traditional Survivor Series match. That's what I was just watching. Him with short hair and awkward faces, and yeah.
Well, he still makes the awkward faces.
Yeah, but his chin is more pronounced back in the day. It's kind of weird. Anyway, segueing back to what we were talking about.
What are you saying, that Dolph Ziggler got his chin done?
No, he probably lost weight in his face. His faces.
Probably.
Anyway. He may have got his chin done. I'm not going to say Carl Allen say he did. It looks weird. But anyway, going back, yeah, they carry everything over, and they should carry everything over, but I don't want to, like, I don't need to see a rematch from Raw on SmackDown and vice versa. Give us fresh matches and have stuff happen on SmackDown. It's the best way to put it. Just don't make it be a filler show. Actually have things important and make SmackDown important again, because it's lost its focus a little bit.
I would agree with that. I would completely agree with that. So we'll have to see what they do with it, especially as it makes its move. And speaking of the WWE Network, just a couple notes on the network that we're going to maybe kind of get into. ECW Week is coming up on the WWE Network.
Yeah, this Monday starts ECW Week on the WWE Network, which is how much this month?
It's free, y'all.
No.
New subscribers.
No. Free.
I like free y'all better.
Free y'all is better. But yeah, to new subscribers, it's free. And for the ECW Week, we will get... after Raw on November 10th, they'll debut a new show called ECW Exposed. This is being advertised as a live show featuring Joey Styles and Paul Heyman talking about the groundbreaking Philadelphia-based promotion.
Oh, good Jesus.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
I actually kind of want to watch that, because if you're going to lock those two in a room together with a camera, I need to see that.
And it'll be live right
after. Lord knows what they're going to be talking about.
And it's going to be supposedly live right after Raw.
Oh, God. And uncensored, too. I need to see this. Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, 40 new episodes of ECW's weekly show will be added to the archives. And for the first time, the network will feature non-pay-per-view live events from the ECW arena, including Hardcore Heaven 95 featuring the Sandman versus Cactus Jack, November to Remember 95 featuring ECW World Champion Mikey Whipwreck versus Steve Austin, and CyberSlam 96 featuring ECW World Champion Raven taking on Shane Douglas and The Invasion by Brian Pillman. Pretty cool. They're adding some ECW content to the network. That's pretty cool.
I would agree with that, yeah. And somewhere Mace perked up because he heard Raven's name.
Yeah, Raven. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
Nevermore. But, well, unfortunately, if you're in the UK, you're not going to get to see all this stuff, because the WWE Network is once again delayed in the UK.
And there's a few reasons for this whole thing. Mainly because they're still negotiating with... television networks, and apparently there's news coming out tonight about it. Apparently it's going to become a channel over in the UK, and that's sort of what's the hold up. And Vince McMahon recorded an apology, and they played it at the live events, and people booed, and that's not unexpected, as it was were with it. But apparently it's becoming a channel that Sky TV will be putting out at some point. Somebody contacted Sky TV, and their customer service said that it is indeed going to become a channel, not online. And they hope to have more information very, very soon about it. So on the plus side, it's going to be a TV channel, like it is in Canada. On the negative, you probably won't get as much as the content as we do, because it's not an online network. It's going to be a straight channel. That's your, there's
right.
The, it's the pros and cons. And I know a lot of fans are upset about it. Like, they were vicious on on Thursday when, or Wednesday, what, rather. Was it? No, Tuesday was it. Monday or Tuesday, whenever the hell it was. I've lost track of the days. Sometime this week, it was 20 minutes away from being put out, and then, bam, they cut it off. Because they undid the geo block, and people were going to be able to sign up and all that fun jazz. And then it just sort of, well, we
never happened.
It never happened, and they put the geo block back on, and people got all upset. So it's coming, and I know people are like, oh, when will it ever come? I can't believe they promised. And, you know, it's because they're negotiating, and they're trying to make as much money as possible for the network. So trying to get it on a channel is what they want to do. So bear with them. It'll be there. You'll get the WWE Network. And again, when it comes to the pay-per-view, I think that's one of the bigger things. Because they're offering it as a pay-per-view, and they just signed a new contract, and they knew they would lose the pay-per-views at some point. But because WWE's giving away for free, they probably went, let's hold up on this a little bit.
Right.
Because we're promoting it as a pay-per-view, and then you're going to start a network and give it away for free? Yeah, we probably don't like this.
No, I would say not on that one.
So, yeah, it's like, you might want to just calm down, wait your time, you'll get the network.
Yeah, it's coming, y'all. They're trying their best to get it to you, but, you know, plans change, delays happen. Just
bear with them.
Bear with them. They're working on it.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. You know, they're kind of like Comcast.
I'm going to let that one slide.
I had to take the shot. Sorry.
You know, yeah, because I thought it as you said it. Anyway.
Yeah. One brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to take a sip of water and not say what I wanted to say. So move on.
Yeah. Speaking of things that are coming, Mania tickets are going on sale. They will be available for purchase on November 15th at all Ticketmaster outlets everywhere. So if you are interested in going to WrestleMania in San Francisco, you are free to purchase tickets after November 15th and have fun.
Don't say after November 15th because they may not be available.
Or after.
They may not be available after. You never know. There'll still be something. There'll be some tickets because the pre-sale will probably be before it, and people who were at the there's a house show right before SummerSlam. If you signed up with your email, they were going to send you a pre-password code to get pre-show the tickets first. So there'll be tickets, but if you want really good seats, buy them on the 15th.
Yeah, get them on the 15th. Get in there as soon as they go on sale, because they go fast. And speaking of going fast, well, you wanted to go to the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia. Sorry, but it is sold out.
Yeah, it sold out the first day. Well, including the pre-sale tickets. It sold out really, really quickly, and that's pretty good news for them. It's a sold-out show here in Philadelphia. There'll be some tickets still probably available right around, you know, the weekend of.
Once they'll probably release some.
The production tickets that they reserve. But yeah, it sold out. That's cool. The Rumble sold out really, really fast. It's good news.
Yeah,
that's good news for them. It is, with nothing announced but a Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome for them. So congratulations to them, because I know they're definitely loving that. And, well, something that we don't love.
What?
And we just, you know, we're just going to have to believe Rock. We're just going to have to. He needs us. Dallas, our hero, is hurt.
Say it isn't so.
He hurt his foot.
Aw, poor Bo.
He took too many victory laps.
Jiggle, 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 jiggle. Ow, my foot.
Pretty much.
He's expected to be out up to 6 to 8 weeks with a left foot injury. On the one hand, it's always rough to get injured. But at the same time, Bo's like, I don't have to be on tour in the UK for 2 weeks.
I think he's okay with this.
Though that probably is the biggest money-making tour of the year.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22.
The travel's like, maybe I can rest a little bit, and hopefully they don't keep him off TV for the 8 weeks. I hope they let him do something. You know what he needs?
Hmm.
His own talk show segment. The Bo Dallas talk show.
No, he needs his own motivational segment.
There you go.
Motivational segment.
Bo Dallas needs, yeah, motivational segment. That would kind of work for him, wouldn't it? I think it actually would. He can walk around giving motivation advice to speeches to people. Oh God, if he walked up to Eric Rowan and gave him a motivational speech.
Dude, Bo Dallas adopts Eric Rowan.
I've told you this weeks ago that should happen.
Yeah, but then Kane and Eric happened.
Then Kane, and we're going to talk about that later. Kane and Eric did happen. We'll talk about that coming up later in the show. But yeah, sorry for Bo. He got injured. He'll be on the shelf, and hopefully they don't keep him off TV. And wow, Eric Rowan and Bo Dallas could sit there and watch See No Evil together.
Oh, God. Eric would have to hold him.
Bo would get scared. Eric would have to hold him.
It writes itself, y'all. It really does.
It really does. If you think about it, it really does write itself. It's kind of scary how that works.
It is.
So there you go.
But yeah, speaking of being kept off TV or not being at TV, well, John Cena was mysteriously absent on Monday night, and well, we have the reason why.
He was in Los Angeles, supposedly filming a guest spot on the TV show Parks and Recreation, which is done by Amy Poehler, who is one of the writers on one of the films he is currently working on. So that's sort of where he was and why he wasn't on Monday Night Raw. So that's cool. He got on the NBC show. That's
pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
So congratulations to him. Also, congratulations are in order for one Paul Levesque, as he was named to the board of directors for the Sports Legacy Institute. If you don't know who that is Christopher Nowinski's group, and they study concussions in sports. So, pretty cool for him.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty cool thing for Triple H. He's very proud to be a part of it. And, you know, again, WWE's really upfront about the concussion syndrome and everything like that, so this is a good place for him to be, and, you know, he's on the board of directors.
So, yay! Way to go, Triple H.
Now, last week, I believe, we talked about Mick Foley and his Christmas thing, the crazy Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a crazy Christmas is a spoken word Christmas narrative told by Mick Foley, which was written by his 10-year-old son, Huey Foley, with music and sound effects composed by Shooter Jennings.
Oh, my God.
So that's a little update, and Crazy Christmas will be available in a limited edition white 7-inch vinyl on Black Friday, as well as available on iTunes beginning December 9th. So that's an update on the story we told you last week.
Very cool. And last but certainly not least, we have a little GFW news for you. It seems that, like, you know, like a couple other things you said tonight that have become official, it seems that Global Force Wrestling and New Japan have reached an agreement together, and they will be working together for a pay-per-view.
The biggest show of the year for New Japan Pro Wrestling, Wrestle Kingdom, which will take place at the Tokyo Dome. It is official. It will be presented by Global Force Wrestling. It'll be priced at $34.95. It could be more for HD. This pay-per-view is slated to run 4 hours, which is a little bit shorter than the usual New Japan Dome show, which is usually 5 hours. So they'll probably do a pre-show that won't be on the pay-per-view, but it'll be 4 hours. It'll be airing on January 4th at 2 a.m. Eastern. Yes, 2 a.m. Eastern live from Tokyo, Japan, with a replay the that Sunday. later that day at 7 p.m. So they got the four-hour block. It will be on pay-per-view, traditional pay-per-view. It will be available in both English and Japanese. So if you like the Japanese commentary, you'll get that. You'll just press the SAP button. I believe it will bring up the Japanese version for you. So there you go. That's pretty cool. It's going to air on pay-per-view in the U.S. First time ever.
Pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting, and, you know, what could it lead to? Could it lead to more things for GFW? Will GFW get off the ground? That's the big story. Will they get off the ground in 2015?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, so we'll see. Jeff's trying, but it's all about TV deals, and speaking of TV deals, TNA's TV deal with Spike TV is coming like really, really close to the end. I believe there's 2 more weeks of shows left.
Yeah, and then that's kind of it. And supposedly they're still in negotiations. I pretty much am figuring they're not at this point. There is not going to be a deal between TNA and Spike. And at this stage, there is no indication that they have signed anywhere else with anyone else.
There was supposed to be an announcement about 10 days ago, 12 days ago at this point, and nothing has come out of it so far. On November 26th, the day before Thanksgiving, the TNA will be preempted, which would have been the first of 5 best of shows. So it's been preempted there. They're slated to come back the first week of December with a best of, second week, and probably the third week, and right for before Christmas and New Year's, 24th and the 31st, respectively. They're unsure if they'll be airing the show or not. It's all up in the air. My gut tells me it probably won't air. I think we're down to the 2 final weeks of TNA Wrestling on Spike TV.
Which is so sad.
We're really at the end of an era, and that's kind of, as you said, sad. Like, being TNA lifers, it's sad to watch.
Yeah, this is a hard thing to sit through and watch and experience, because it's like you sit there and you watch them go from really this small little nothing company to growing into what they became really at their height, and the fact that there was a very real possibility that if they ran things right, they could potentially in, you know, another 10 to 15 years, give or take, be competition for WWE, because realistically that would be that how long it was going to take them to get on their level, and if they could do it by then. But unfortunately they went too far too fast and tried to compete with WWE right away, and you're not going to compete against the machine like that. You're just not. They'll run you in the ground.
Right.
So it's, I mean, I remember when they went on Spike, and it was this huge deal.
It was 11 o'clock on Saturday nights.
But they were on a major network, and that was awesome.
It was.
And, yeah, to see it shrinking, and the fact that the last episodes that anybody's going to see on Spike are best ofs, it's just kind of stupid.
And it makes you wonder, what's the best of? Are we going back to the older days? Are we doing the best of the year? Or, yeah, it's one of those questions, like, we may be, like, if you had this discussion before, it's like, if they even get a TV deal, what are they coming back for? You know what I mean? Like, they've had low attendance shows, and it's just one of those things. Why are they? It's hard to say. It's like I'm. You don't want to say they should fold up, but I don't know. Whatever they come back as, it's gonna be an interesting. If they return in 2015, the company we once knew is going to be completely different. Even more so than it is today.
Right.
Which is sad. It's been sad to watch. Speaking of leaving, I just watched Lita's final match, and here comes Crime Time to throw around her stuff to the crowd.
Such classy moment, you know.
The classy moment in Lita's career, where Crime Time comes out with a box of her stuff.
And auctions off her panties, I believe.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Gonna be about to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, before the auction starts, I say we take a break. What do you think?
That sounds like a good idea.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking all about tonight's exciting NXT, including the debut of a certain prince. So we'll fill you in on how that went and, well, just the general whooping he gave. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangoing, Yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? They're great.
I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Of course. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to chain the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, that was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations. You picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong spot? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my guns?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WGR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my
Dude.
God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls, so I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Out and about when your favorite WGR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WGR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been...
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Hey, look, I got it right!
Woo!
Woo! And we are coming back to the fabulous Miss Charlotte's music because, yes, folks, it is now time to talk about NXT and... What a show.
This was a hell of a show tonight. Let's get right into it. Tyler Breeze, Sami Zayn, number one contenders match, I believe it was, for the NXT Championship.
I don't think it was a number one contenders match. I think what it was that in order for Zayn to get a shot at Neville,
he had to win. I don't know.
He had to beat Breeze, because he had never beaten Breeze before.
Yeah, it's been confusing how they've been promoting it. Anyway, Olay chance to start off, and then you had... I loved how Tyler Breeze just laid on the ropes as Zayn was doing his entrance. It was fantastic. Early on, Tyler Breeze was going for quick roll-ups. Quick roll-up, he did a backslide. There was a bit of chain wrestling. He did another roll-up. And after each roll-up, Breeze was like, I'm this close to being this close. Which was tremendous. More chain wrestling by both men. Zayn picked up the pace a little bit with a atomic drop and a shot to the corner. Body slam on Breeze. Breeze rolled on the apron. Zayn caught him, but Breeze dropped him across the top rope. This is where Breeze took control, hammered him with kicks in the corner, continued work over Zayn with a chin lock, which was a theme tonight. took a while for the crowd to get into
Randy Orton would be so proud.
She stole my line for later in the show, just saying. Anyway. Breeze was taking control for a while. The crowd took a while to get into this one. They started getting into it. They got Zayn back on his feet. Breeze ducked his head, got kicked in the face, but Breeze took back control quickly with a bulldog into the middle turnbuckle. Breeze continued to take control with repeated shots, but Zayn starts to fire back with forearm shots, but Breeze gets back in control, locks in again the chin lock. Big clothesline by Zayn, another big drop kick. goes for the Blue Thunder Bomb. Breeze escapes, hits a nice Hangman's neckbreaker for a two count. Fans are getting behind Zayn some more as he rolls onto the apron. Breeze tries to bring him back in, but Zayn hits the big shoulder, goes to the top rope, but Breeze catches him with a forearm. Both men are on the ropes, they are fighting. Breeze gets knocked off the ropes. Zayn goes for a crossbody, but gets hit with a dropkick for a long two count. Breeze says, give up, Sammy, give up! But Zayn fights back, tries to go for a submission, but it's blocked. He goes for the supermodel kick, but it's blocked, bunch of reversal before he finally gets the supermodel kick for a long two count. And I kind of like that they're allowing to give Tyler Breeze the super kick as a move. Not a transition move, but as a semi-finish.
Yeah.
They're bringing importance back to the super kick, which is awesome. We then had Breeze hesitate before going into the corner. He got caught. And with the exploder suplex, and then the Huluva kick, your winner is Sami Zayn. Great match to open the show.
Fantastic match. Great way to open it. Set the tone beautifully. You're rooting for Sami the whole way through because you want him to win. Breeze was fantastic. Great, great opener.
And then, you know, in the first surprise of the night, Renee Young was backstage.
Hi, Renee.
And she was talking to the NXT champion.
Adrian, what did you think of Sami Zayn's match earlier tonight against Tyler Breeze, getting that victory?
Well, Renee, you know, I was impressed. I think in my mind, I'd consider him the number one contender right now, which makes me happy. You know, Sami's a friend of mine, he's a great competitor, and I'll give him a title shot, you know, anytime, any place. I have absolutely no qualms with that, not a problem, because you see, I've said it before, and I think everybody knows by now. Unfortunately, Sami Zayn, well, can't win the big one, can he? Sorry, mate.
Oh, Adrian Neville taking the shot at Zayn not winning the big one.
Better be careful. He's on a roll.
He is on a roll. You know, you may eat those words, Adrian. You may eat them.
And then you might have a Bo Dallas moment, which would be hilarious. Because he's getting more and more like Bo every day.
Yeah, so good promo. Short, sweet, to the point. And Renee was backstage doing interviews, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dash Wilder took on Tyson Kidd. This was chain wrestling, chin lock, try to get out of chin lock, bring him back down for chin lock. Randy Orton would have been so proud of this one. And then eventually, Tyson Kidd actually did something other than a chin lock. He caught him with a kick on the outside, hit the fisherman swinging neck breaker thing he does, and then hit the sharpshooter for the victory. Your winner, Tyson Kidd. Short, simple, chin lock. To the point.
Chin lock. Chin lock, chin lock, chin lock.
Chin lock, chin lock, repeat, chin lock. That's
pretty much.
That's what this match was. It, Tyson got a win. He needed a win on NXT. We then go backstage, and Lindsay was right about this last week, that somebody is turning a lot like Kane, and that would be Marcus Louis.
Well, stop making fun of me. Stop. I'm okay. Stop.
I just like to point out that just listening to it and not seeing it in context sounds like a really bad French porn.
Yeah, yeah. Now explain to them what was happening.
Basically, he was standing there losing his mind. He had a towel over his head covering his bald head. And he had on a gray striped shirt. And yeah, he's just standing there, you know, like, losing his shit.
Red lighting, too.
Yeah, so we're basically getting the ooh-la-la version of Kane.
Pretty much. He called it last week before this promo even aired, and yeah.
I told you, he was starting to look like him. Like, he was doing the facial expressions and everything.
Yeah, I know. And then I went back and saw it. I was like, yeah. Look, he's looking more like Kane every single day. As mentioned, I'm watching WWE Network, and this is where DX took backseat to one CM Who for one night, as he was the most over man in Philadelphia.
Pretty much.
They had it. Hunter let him do the DX shtick at the very beginning of the thing. But anyway, yeah, he's starting to speak and look like Kane. It's kind of scary.
There is only one Kane, and we got to talk to him.
And if you haven't heard it, go back to rockradioshow.com or our YouTube page, youtube.com/WTRTheRack, and listen to our fine interview with the one, the only, the Big Red Machine, Kane.
We were going to be bragging about that for weeks, y'all. Just deal with it.
Speaking of bragging, we go backstage with one, Sami Zayn.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sami Zayn.
Hey.
Sami.
Hey.
How are you feeling? You just had a huge match with Tyler Breeze. What's going through your head right now?
Honestly, I'm feeling great. I feel good. I feel like the Count of Monte Cristo. You know the book?
I did not read that
book. Okay. This is not a quiz. I just feel like I'm coming back, and this road to redemption is very real. It's not just a tagline. I feel like I'm avenging myself, and I'm righting the wrongs. You know, and those wrongs are people that have not only great contenders, but people that I've lost significant matches to, like Tyson Kidd, you know, then Titus O'Neil, and now tonight Tyler Breeze. These are people that have stood in my way, and now I feel like I'm just coming back, and I'm taking them out one after another after another. So this road to redemption is very real to me, and I feel like that road is just about at its end. And I feel like next week it's time to end it all. I want a shot at NXT Championship. I want a shot at Adrian Neville.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
That's where I'm at. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to look to confirm this match with William Regal later on tonight to make sure that we have this match set up for next week.
I like Renee has booking power now.
Right? Well, when we get to Renee and William, we'll find out why.
We'll find out why. But before we get to them, we had match of the night.
Oh my God, the women's tag match?
Uh-huh.
Holy crap. This was fantastic.
Charlotte and Bayley taking on Becky Lynch and Sasha. We had Bayley start out with Becky. She just laid in hard shots to the back and head and just laid more shots in the corner. Becky took control with shots of her own. Sasha gets tagged in. But Bayley slams her right to the mat, and with a knee drop, Bayley tags in Charlotte. And, well, guess what happened? Sasha ran away. Becky gets tagged in, and she just gets tossed around the ring by Charlotte. Charlotte with chops in the corner to Becky and then locks in a modified chin lock. As we go to break, we come back from break, and she's also locked in. She drives knees and drags her back into the mat. Becky tries to get back up on her feet, but she gets tossed back into the corner. Charlotte's telling Sasha, tag in, tag in, tag in. And then she lays in shots to Becky Lynch as Sasha doesn't want to be tagged in. She continues to say, tag her, tag her, tag her, and she won't tag in. But Charlotte then chases Sasha around the ring. Becky goes right for a right hand block, gets blocked. Charlotte lays in some shot. Charlotte went for a big shot, but gets dragged down by her hair by Sasha from behind. Sasha then lays in shots, and then quickly gets out of the ring as Charlotte was pushed her off and was getting back to her feet. So Becky Lynch gets back into the ring. Bayley finally gets tagged back in, and she connects with a big slap right to the back and a big running elbow to Becky Lynch. Bayley with four arms. Becky gets back in control, tags in Sasha. And that's where the tide starts to turn. She mounts Bayley, nailing her with a right hand, starts to taunt Charlotte as she was doing this while kicking Bayley in the head. Charlotte is begging to be tagged in as Sasha locks in the figure four headlock, taunting Charlotte. I thought that was a great spot.
Oh, it was an awesome spot.
Becky Lynch gets tagged in, starts working over Bayley. Bayley tries to fight back, but gets sent to the corner. Sasha gets tagged in. She chokes her with the boot. Charlotte at this point is begging for the tag, as every time Sasha's in the ring, she's taunting Charlotte. We had a big slam by Sasha to Bayley. Sasha goes for a suplex, but gets reversed by Bayley. Becky gets dumped to the outside, and lays out Sasha with a clothesline. Bayley is trying to get to crawl to the corner. Becky tries to knock Charlotte off, but can't. But Sasha nails her with a clothesline, knocking Charlotte off the apron. Bayley with a roll-up, but Sasha with a reversal. She grabs tights, steals the win. Your winner, Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. And they quickly ran up the ramp.
And according to Sasha Banks, Charlotte almost slapped her boob off. Ow.
Where did she say that?
Tumblr.
That is awesome. This was a great match.
Oh, this was a fantastic match. It got time. They were able to tell a story. This is better than some of the men's tag matches I'm seeing up on the main roster. I'm sorry. It was just fresh and new, and they all did a really, really good job with it. I was very, very impressed with this match. And, you know, I think NXT is kind of becoming the destination. You want to see good women's wrestling.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because the talent they have on that roster right now, superb.
And I'm in no hurry for any of them to come up to the main roster just yet.
No. I want to see them mix it up more and have more matches and more feuds before they come up to the main roster. Because I feel like once they come up to the main roster, they're going to kind of get a little lost.
Yeah, and they won't be giving them the same amount of time like they do it down in NXT. And they get a lot of time. They got like 10-12 minutes on tonight's show to really tell a really good story and have a really good match. Yeah. Before we get back into the match, again, watching Survivor Series 2006, and Shawn Michaels super kicks Mike Knox, beats him 1-2-3, and he was like, who is he? And they're like, that's Mike Knox. Was he actually in this match? Yeah, he was actually in this match. Oh, okay. It's like, man.
Yeah.
I always loved that. That was a great spot.
So we're doing good then. Okay.
Yeah.
Sean, what were you doing before this match? Were you just, like, not paying attention at all?
Well, it was Mike Knox, so.
Yeah, but it's like, is he really that unobservant?
Well, Sean didn't work ECW, so who the hell know who Mike Knox is?
You can go to WWE.com, destination source for everything, you know?
We've seen Sean work a computer.
Point and poke, y'all. Point and poke.
Point, poke, and then kickstand.
Pretty much, yeah.
But yeah, this was a great tag team match. They really told a good story, and I'm looking forward to the day Charlotte gets her hands on Sasha. That's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned William Regal, right?
Right.
Well, Renee Young and her booking power finds the GM.
Mr. Regal, hello. How are you?
Hello, Renee. How are you?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Great to see you. So I've had the opportunity to talk to both Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville, and looks like they want to have their NXT Championship match next week. Is that a match that you're willing to sign off on?
Do you know, I don't wish to sound callous, Renee, but I can't always worry what the talent wants. I have to worry about what's best for business, NXT, and the show. Mm-hmm. But in consecutive weeks, I mean, Sami Zayn has beaten Tyson Kidd, Tyler Breeze, and Titus O'Neil. It's a lot of T's, isn't it?
A lot of T's.
You know I like a spot of tea, don't I? Yeah, I know you do as well.
I know.
Yes. I mean, perhaps Sami Zayn is ready to be the number one contender. So why not? It's a great idea. Next week on this show for the NXT Championship, Sami Zayn versus Adrian Neville.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I like them together.
He was so flirting with her.
Yeah, he was. I like a spot of tea, like you, right?
Yeah.
They were awesome on commentary together. It's sad that's not happening anymore, but cool that he's the GM.
I know! I miss William and Renee on commentary. They kind of gave me life when I watched NXT. They just are so cute together, and he is so in love with her. He just flirts with her constantly, and she does it back.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
It is kind of awesome.
Now, the only issue I had with this is someone forgot to check their mic levels.
Yeah, but that's okay.
That's okay. It's a learning experience down in NXT. That's what it's there for. So, something you've been talking about for weeks. You've been waiting for a debut, right?
Yes.
Well, our main event tonight is a face-off between Hideo Itami and The Ascension. Let's take a listen.
We tried to be patient with you, Hideo. We tried, but clearly, you just don't understand. You just don't get the message.
The deal. You want to make threats? Why don't you come out here so we can finish what we started?
Take on the Ascension, but the question is, who did he bring with him?
I don't know, but I hope someone...
Yeah, it better be someone serious if he plans on getting in the ring with the Ascension. Someone real serious.
Often said, be careful what you wish for.
See that smile on his face? I can't wait to see who this is. Look at it!
Wow! Fellas, NXT Universe, you are in for a treat!
We have heard so much about Finn Balor, and he is here tonight with Hideo Itami.
Guys, this is a world-renowned superstar, a man that comes heavily touted with a very, very impressive resume, and I can't wait for this.
I know a lot about this man, and there is not a lot, if there is anything that this man can
do. Here we go. Look at this, Itami and Finn Balor taking it to the Ascension. This is unbelievable! Connor and Victor being pummeled by Itami and Balor!
Fists and fire, baby!
Running corner drop kicks in Connor and Victor!
Wow! I don't think I've ever seen the Ascension in this situation before!
They have been stung, and here we go again! Wow! All alone, and Itami and Balor lining them up. Look at that! Hideo Itami said that he would be back with. Oh, hold on, wait a minute, look at this.
Taunting Connor.
Finn Balor perched on the top rope and look out! Oh, diving double footstop! And Connor has been decimated! The Ascension wiped out at the hands of Itami and Balor!
So what do you think?
I ship it. They're adorable together. I want more. And you could grate cheese with Balor's abs. Just saying. You totally could.
Beyond that?
Great, great stuff. They still have to work out the angles with Hideo and Balor. But once they do, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Get them up on the main roster. Because, yeah. This is going to be good, y'all. Just, you know, step back, pop your popcorn, and enjoy, because this is going to be good. Very excited. What do you think?
I was unimpressed with the commentary.
Well, yeah, the commentary was weak. I don't think necessarily you had... It's really hard to say everything that he's done, because you can't bring up company names, you can't bring up titles, because it's all tied to Prince Devitt. And not Finn Balor.
But I think they could have got away with saying Prince Devitt. Because they got away with saying Hideo's original Kenta at start. I think they dropped the ball with it. I don't think they told the right story with him.
They said, not Not yet, but you could still fix it.
There's time to fix it, but I think they dropped the ball with it. It was a great debut, but the announcing could have said, we've heard so much about... No, technically we've not heard anything about Finn Balor.
Yeah, and unless you're familiar with the indie scene, you're not really familiar with Prince Devitt.
Like,
because he has not been over in the States a lot.
It's not like they've been teasing Finn Balor at all. So it's like, no. We haven't heard anything. We haven't heard anything about Finn Balor. You have to explain who Finn Balor is. And that was the problem.
I think they will in the forthcoming weeks. It's just, they need time. And tonight they did the debut. You had Balor show up. We got to see what he could do a little bit. And now it's something of you can start to build him and Hideo together.
Right, and I hope you got to give some of his backstory and tell us why we should be impressed, because he's just a dude right now. He's Hideo's friend. Yes, he has a reputation from overseas, but you have to be familiar with him. I'm not fully familiar with him. So, I know who he is, I know his background, but I've never seen a lot of his work. So, the point is, they should tell us who he is. And I know who he is. I know who that is. It's Prince Devitt. Tell us that. He's now going by Finn Balor. Or just talk about his... He's a European star, superstar. He's been wrestled overseas and just...
Do what you do for Becky Lynch and tell a little bit of the backstory. And I think they're still trying to figure out what they can reference and what they can't.
I think they can reference... They don't have to give specific promotions, but just say what he's done. And it's like, I know who he is, and oh my god, I've heard so much about him. Or we've heard so much about him. Again, we haven't heard anything. That was my biggest issue. That's what I took away from it. I was like, okay, I'm supposed to know who he... I know who he is because I'm on the internet. If I'm not on the internet, I don't know who he is. To the WWE Universe, no one knew who he was. And it's like, here's a new guy. We've heard a lot about him. No, we haven't. So this was the worst commentating pair to bring him in with, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because had you had at least Renee on, Renee could have filled it in, but we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes on the next set of tapings, because this was the last NXT from the last set, from the second to last set before the next one, so we're going to get a fresh crowd next go around. That's why they were sort of dead this time around, because it was the fourth hour or the third hour, fourth hour, whatever it was of TV they've taped. But as a debut, it was good. I like that they built up to it. I just thought the announcing was subpar, but the in-ring, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. Once Baylor figures it out, oh yeah, this is going to be good.
This is going to be really good, and the crowd was chanting Dream Team, so it gave it importance, but it was like, the announcers could have done a little bit more.
And just imagine what they're going to do when Steen shows up.
And he's been teasing that he's coming, and, you know, there's a live event on the December 11th.
Could we see Kevin Steen then? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I say we take our second and final break of the evening. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Wyatt's and a few other people because, well, you know, we need to find out, what do you guys think as far as who should be the next face of the WWE or who should be the face of the WWE now? So we're going to get into all that, plus Truth of the Week and, well, a couple other things. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
Choked off the shore, it's the favor, but if you There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply DaBomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Charlotte! Jason the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down hit the Sub Dean Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA Wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNAsylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and the first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Although Saturdays were kids going.
Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to your friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're just going to jump right into Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Dolph Ziggler. Oh my god, you guys, so much candy right now because I'm an adult and I can get it whenever I want, but I don't. Wow, being a grown-up sucks. Buffalo Bound. Or I should say Renee Young. Buffalo Bound. So close to Toronto, which means access to at Tim Hortons. Renee Young. My bladder panics before boarding any flight ever. What if they fall asleep? Dolph Ziggler. There's something on the wing. Me at the airport at Hooters after I specifically said I wanted them naked. Renee Young. Don't worry, at American Era. It's not like I needed my luggage in Buffalo, New York.
Right here, in Buffalo, New York. Yeah.
Somebody tweets Renee and says, oh yeah, because tweeting is really going to help you get your luggage. To which Renee replies, go to bed. Somebody tweets her, good morning, at Renee Young, right? To which she's like, I guess, yes. AJ Lee. It's not a Monday if I don't violently spill coffee all over myself. So at American Air, lost my bags and I go on tour tomorrow. Thanks to all the divas for lending me their stuff. I should be nicer to you. Update. These are all AJ. Update. My bags have been returned. Update 2. Still planning on wearing the same pair of sweatpants every day.
Update number 3. Undertaker's about to kill Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy on Survivor Series 2006.
Probably. Dolph Ziggler, thanks LA Fitness for accommodating us, widening the doors for Ryback, and making the daycare kids give me back my 5-pound weight. Dolph Ziggler, long overseas flight, so I wore my most comfortable pair of underwear that I don't mind throwing away. CM Punk, coffee is better with my wife. Dolph Ziggler, watching at Browns Thursday Night Football at 1:30 a.m. in Dublin, Ireland. Somewhere at Mike the Miz is watching with cucumbers on his eyes. And that's all I got.
You may have more than me. Wow.
Wow. There's a first.
Maybe. It might be close. It might be really close. What? How many did you have, actually?
I don't know, and I already unfavored them, so.
At least, I think at least a dozen.
Probably.
Not Sports Center. Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer paid tribute to injured quarterback Tony Romo by throwing a pick six in Cowboy Stadium. Awfully sweet of him. Michael Ian Black. Sports fact. American football is the only professional sport that has special teams. Follow this account for more hashtag sports facts. Katie Nolan. I picked up Alex Smith as my bye week quarterback, knowing passing TDs would be scarce. I actually underestimated the lullness of the Jets' defense. The fake ESPN. Chip Kelly trying to decide whether to put Mark Sanchez or send assistant down to Home Depot to pick up a day laborer real quick instead. He actually played pretty well. Dolph Ziggler. There's something on the wing, said me at airport Hooters after I specifically said I wanted them naked. Artie Lang. Jet doctor confirms problem with Vic's performance. It turns out he's right-handed. He had a bad game the other day. Chad Dukes. How many dick pill commercials do we need? We don't need many. Fake John Madden. Breaking. Bruce Arians gives Brandon Whedon a game ball for his role in the Cardinals' victory. Because he sucked for the Cowboys. Katie Nolan. When I was a kid, my dad was, quote-unquote, designated quarterback in a family football game, so it was fair. He passed to both teams. Today, that's Brandon Whedon. Alex Marvez. To borrow a line from Seinfeld, this Miami offense is real, and it's spectacular. They killed the Chargers 37-0 on Sunday. Rockstar Spud. Trying to make friends in America is hard. I have Jeremy Boris, but he says he's always busy. So is Showtime EY is too. Anyone? Someone replied, I blame Ethan Carter. He thinks he owns Impact Wrestling. He replied, I don't, ... yet. Keep it 5-star goes, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon are pissed. It's like Mr. McMahon just told him he's getting rid of Wi-Fi in the house. Hashtag Raw. Aubrey Citizen, I need the guy who handcuffed me to the rope, then DDT'd and licked my wife. That's quoting Triple H from Monday Night Raw. It's not actually what he said, but, you know, you got the point. That guy. That version of Randy Orton.
Well, they got him now.
They got him now. Mike Gill, Ian Black. Today is the day we elect the next group of people we will complain about tomorrow. Yup.
Yup.
Tommy Dreamer. Why are you looking at my big logo at TNA Dixie? Anytime you want me to remove my pants, I will, because I know how much you like wood.
What?
Because she was put through the table.
Yeah, I got the wood comment. It's more the, how did we go from looking at his big logo to taking off his pants?
Because the big logo was on his ass, probably.
I don't know. Anyway, keep going.
Now, I told Lindsay this one last night. This is a few of them. And yeah. Dallas Cowboys tweets the following. Next tweet will be from London. Hashtag Cowboys UK. Now, when you look at it, Cowboys UK, which could also mean Cowboys sucks. Which fake WIP caller goes, hashtag Cowboys suck. I've been saying that for years. Looking for a job in Dallas? The Cowboys likely have an opening in the social media department. Hashtag Cowboys suck. Who approved the Cowboys suck as a hashtag? Almost too good to be true. Cowboys suck so hard it's like having 11 vacuums on the field. So there you go. Cowboys, I know you went to the UK, but that was a horrible hashtag for you guys. Cowboys suck.
Should have been Dallas, UK.
That would have still been Dallas suck.
Yeah, but then it's the whole city.
Then it's the whole city. Not just the football team.
Not just the football team, the whole city.
The whole city, because, you know, the football team sucks as well. Because they're going to lose to the Jaguars on Sunday in London, because Tony Romo has an injured back.
Uh-oh.
How about them Cowboys? First place, everyone's America's team, the greatest team of all time, and they've lost 2 straight games. How about them?
They're not playing as bad as the Falcons.
Well, I was going to say nobody's playing as bad as the Falcons, but then there's the Jets.
Yeah, I was going to say there's the Jets, which they're saving our bacon right now because they're the worst team in the NFL. And by the way, just to give everybody a score update, it is 24-3. Cleveland is on top of Cincinnati with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Thanks for the score update since I'm watching Survivor Series 2006 because I have cable.
Yeah. So, what do you want to start with? Do we want to start with Wyatt's or do we want to start with...
Go with Wyatt's.
Question of the night?
Go with Wyatt's because I think you want to go off. You want to talk about the Wyatt's.
I do. As we all know, the split happened. They broke them up. I'm so sad. Given us 2 moments of hilarity with Eric, though, so it's kind of worth it. But, yeah, so we have Bray going off with Dean Ambrose, which I am completely 100% in favor of. We have Eric wandering around backstage, hitting on Renee Young, watching See No Evil 2 with Kane, just a generally lost puppy dog, and then there's Luke.
Yeah, there's Luke Harper, who on Monday Night Raw, and on Main Event from last week, had a very interesting, crazy-eyed promo.
For them, they're going to tear each other up tonight.
Everything is shattered. Sometimes I see things that just ain't there. But I see you, boy. And I'm gonna piece myself back together with pieces of you.
Okay, you know, generally creepy promo. If you haven't seen it, it's basically just Luke's eyes, and they do different effects with his eyes. And it's a good promo. Like I said, very creepy. But the accent! The accent. I don't understand. He's not from the South.
No.
Did he just, like, adopt Bray's accent or what?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to do a major overhaul of the character, thank God. I think they're going to leave Luke as he is, just like they're going to leave Eric like he is. But, yeah, it's like Luke's all of a sudden, out of nowhere, has this Southern accent. Like, we've heard him talk. We know he doesn't have one. And now he does. It's like, wait, what? All I can think is, like, when he did the voiceover work for it, that he just, you know, decided to give himself an accent, because why the hell not?
It's very weird.
It's very, very, very weird. Even for a Wyatt, it's very weird, you know?
And that's saying something, is that it's weird for a Wyatt.
But, yeah. You can tell that they're concentrating on Bray, and they're getting Bray up and running with Dean, and now they have to find someone for Harper and Rowan, and part of that is they have to figure out who Harper and Rowan are without Bray Wyatt.
Right.
And Harper's obviously going to be relatively vicious. He was when he was with Bray. That makes complete and utter sense. And then there's Eric. Who just, that child needs a home so bad. WWE, if you're in the sound of my voice, I'd like to adopt him. Please just send him to me. I'll give him a home. Because, Lord have mercy, that child needs a home.
Yeah.
Because it's like I put it out to Rock, you know, it's like Bray Wyatt gets this really cool return at Hell in a Cell. They do Taker-like magic for him. It's awesome. Luke Harper is getting the creepy promos. And Eric. Eric is sitting backstage watching See No Evil 2 with Kane.
Yeah.
One of these things is not like the others, and it's very clear that they kind of have no idea what to do with Eric. Like, just none whatsoever. They kind of have a clue with Luke, they know what they want with Bray. Eric, they're just like, screw it. We got nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, I still don't know if I'm in favor of it. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm worried. Like, you look and you worry, and like you said, Bray, they have good direction. Luke, it's like, I don't know if the direction's there yet. Why can't they just leave the boys as a team?
I think that's where they're going to honestly end up heading. It makes the most logical sense is to have them form as a tag team without Bray Wyatt. And go off on their own and do their own thing.
Yeah.
And that really tests Luke's mettle as a leader. Mm-hmm. Outside of Bray. Because we've seen Luke lead, and that's in quotations, when Bray wasn't there. But we never have seen what he's really capable of. And now the strings are gone. And they're free to do what they want. And so I would really honestly expect that once we see Rowan and Harper get in the ring again, that they will be potentially more vicious than they were before.
I would hope so. I especially Luke, I would hope to see their more vicious side come out of him. As for Eric, I just can't wait to see where he winds up next. Honestly, for the next few weeks, I'm okay with him doing these little comedy bits, just to see where he winds up next.
Yeah, or he's just wandering around aimlessly because he has no idea what to do, and then eventually he finds Luke. Because he doesn't know what to do with himself, because he's used to following Luke and Bray, and now Luke and Bray are off doing their own things, and Eric's the odd man out.
Right.
Which, honestly, I would love to see either, like, a diva or another superstar adopt Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And just take him under their wing and look out for him because they kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Or they think that they can use him.
Yeah, I'm with that. Because if you let Eric Rowan unleash, if you unleash Eric Rowan, no one can stop him. He'll be a deadly backup force for you. He's that awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's that intimidating of a man.
Oh, he's huge. He's absolutely huge.
Yes, he is. But, so, that's...
No, trust me, seeing the bastard live in person.
I know
he ain't small.
I know. He's a big dude. He's a big fellow with a big wedgie.
Yes. Hungry butt, according to Roman Reigns. Which, it's kind of a part of our, I guess, next topic?
Next topic, which ties into the question of the night, basically.
Right.
Which is what?
Who do you see as the current or future face of the WWE?
Alright, we've had, we'll go through some responses. We have one for Dolph Ziggler. That's a very interesting one. We have, let's see. Going forward, Dean should, but Vince is in love with Roman Reigns, so it'll likely be him. Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose has the total package in and out of the ring with his mic work. Dean Ambrose. John Cena. Those were some responses. Here we have a couple others. First one, from Brian Blotty. Remember that name? Brian Blotty. Anyway.
Is that the Ghost of Christmas Past?
Something like that. Ambrose all day. He is the next Austin if they let him be. And we could see the next boom happen if they let the talent run with it like they did in the late 90s. Daniel Bryan, Dean Ambrose, Sami Zayn, Antonio Cesaro, Dolph Ziggler, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt as their Undertaker-like figure. That group can go toe-to-toe with anyone in the 90s when it comes to pure talent on both sides. Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a response from Yuli, U-L-L-I, sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. For the next couple of years, John Cena. Being the face of WWE is a position that requires a certain standing and produces a lot of pressure. As of now, none of the superstars that I would see in contention, i.e. Rollins, Reigns, Cesaro, Ambrose, and maybe Zayn, have it that standing yet. WWE desperately needs to develop their fresher talent by giving them the ball for a longer stretch of time and giving them proper storylines. The same goes for working with the media. Once the superstars in question have gained that standing through great matches against top talent, it'll be time to pass the torch. They should be awarded the time to grow in the shadows so they can mess up and learn from that. Rollins is being led down the right path. Reigns was too. Maybe a bit too forcefully. But that was in part to Daniel Bryan's injury. Having said all that, I would love to see Ambrose in the spot. But realistically, he, as well as Bryan and Rollins, have a style that is too risky and injury-prone to be wrestling as a top face, i.e. every single night, for at least 25 minutes. Also, media presence will be an issue, but that's hard to foresee. So the best we could hope for is Roman Reigns, or maybe someone else we haven't seen in WWE yet, because his style is at least the risky of the talent being pushed in 2014. Cesaro would be a great pick, too, but since he is Swiss, I can't see it.
Oh. There's nothing wrong with being Swiss, but... Okay.
But that was a well-thought-out response.
That was a very well-thought-out response, and I can agree with a lot of those points. I would add on that Daniel Bryan was actually in the process of being groomed.
to
take that spot, at least temporarily, from John Cena, to give Cena a break and allow him to go off and do other things. And well, Brian got hurt, and that sort of complicated things. And then, yes, they did start looking at Roman Reigns pretty hard. They felt he was the complete package. And a lot of people feel that way. And I think Roman could be. I just don't honestly think he's there yet. I think he has a lot to learn.
Yeah, Roman Reigns has a lot to learn right now.
And it's just, it's something of, it's more his mic skills than anything, than his wrestling skills. Like, his wrestling skills have come along. He's much better than he was when he initially debuted 2 years ago on the roster. And that just comes from wrestling every night, wrestling different people, and working with the caliber of people that he's been able to work with. That has helped grow him as a performer, but his mic skills are sorely lacking. And that's been made evident now twice, with the via satellite updates from him.
Yeah, they have not been the best. The second one was better than the first, but the first was awful.
Well, I would say the first one was blamed partially on bad direction.
Bad writing, bad direction.
Bad writing and bad direction, but it's also due in the fact that he's really just not that good of an actor. That's what it boils down to, is he's a very laid-back, chill sort of guy. And, you know, that's great. That's what you want in a performer. You know, you don't want him necessarily high-strung. But at the same time, it's like, you need him to get amped up. And I know he can do it in the ring, because I've seen him do it, but you don't necessarily see him do it outside of the ring in those promos, where it's, you know, it's the same flat tone, pitch, cadence, all that. You know, he doesn't vary his voice a lot.
He doesn't express anger very well.
No. And it's just something of, I think with coaching on his acting, it might help.
It may, but again, that's only part of the issue with Roman Reigns. To me, I look at Roman Reigns and I go, he's a guy. He, when he's in the ring with bigger looking guys, he comes off a little bit small, even though in the Shield he was supposed to be the powerhouse. But he's gone toe-to-toe with some other guys, and he just sort of looks average. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the best talker. And honestly, I know Vince McMahon likes him, and there's reasons to like Roman Reigns. But they're in a position right now where he's in line to go to WrestleMania. That's the idea.
Yeah, to face Brock Lesnar.
They're building it. It's going to be build the Beast versus the Juggernaut. Because he's always been called the Juggernaut for some reason. Either way, he's not ready. I've been saying this for months now. Roman Reigns is not ready. He's not ready to be the guy. He got a win over Randy Orton at SummerSlam. And then lost to him, well, technically lost to him 2 weeks later on Monday Night Raw. And then he's been injured, and he has never really started to build momentum. And he's going to come back at the end of December, gearing up for the Royal Rumble, and probably win the Royal Rumble, most likely. And it's going to be something where he's then heading to WrestleMania with no real big moment.
Right, I would agree with that.
It's like, the idea is to have Brock make Roman, and on one hand, that's a smart idea. But again, it's a smart idea to use Brock to make the guy. Because then it would mean Roman is the guy who beat the guy who beat the streak. That's perfectly fine. That's a valuable way to do it. But it's too soon. One, they're not using Brock Lesnar enough. They used Brock Lesnar enough where he was tearing through competition. That's great. We would see it would mean more. First off, that's a whole separate issue. But the money-wise, and I understand why he shouldn't be on TV, and I'm okay with him not being on TV. But he should, I think, he should have worked. He should have worked Survivor Series until it became a free show. And actually defended the title. But that's besides the point. But that's the issue of there's no one ready. And I get
that.
I get that. And then it's like, you look at Roman, he's supposed to beat up, who's he going to beat on the way to make it seem impressive? Seth Rollins?
The entire roster.
But who on the roster is that? Who can make? There's no one. There isn't a guy on the way to make Roman Reigns. Because of the Royal Rumble, when Brock Lesnar eventually defends the WWE Championship against John Cena, if you have Roman Reigns then beat John Cena, you just, John Cena has lost the value of a Roman Reigns win because he's lost twice now to Brock Lesnar.
Right.
WWE's in an awkward position where they're trying to make a big star, and at the same time, they don't have enough guys to launch him. Everyone's a year away. Dean Ambrose is a year away. Seth Rollins is a year away. Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt. They're all a year away from being the guy.
And but there's potential there for them to be the guy. That's the thing, is they have a lot of options right now.
There's a lot of options, but again, they need to establish the careers. They're all very young in WWE careers. They're all within 2 years.
I would argue that out of that group, Bray is probably the closest. I wouldn't say he's a year away. He's probably 3 to 6 months away because they would just have to rebuild him. That's the thing. Bray was on his way till he got tangled up with Cena and Brian got hurt, and then everything kind of went to hell.
By a year away, I mean from being a year away from being the guy to make another guy. Right now, you got to make.
Oh
Bray.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're all a year away from that, at least.
That's what I mean from being a guy, being the guy. Being a year where a meaningful victory over Bray Wyatt would mean big, something big for Roman Reigns. Right now, you got to establish Bray Wyatt as a credible guy, so when he does get beat by Roman Reigns, it actually matters. If that makes sense. That was the logic I was going for in that one.
No, I can see that, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense to have John Cena stay the face of the company now. If Brian comes back.
If.
I mean, at this point, to me, we're just going to kind of go off on a tangent because I feel like doing it. In terms of Brian, it feels like it's an if at this point. You know, because we're not getting any confirmation that he's actually had the surgery.
He's
pretty beat up as is.
He hasn't had the surgery yet. He would be heartbroken if he misses WrestleMania, is his last comment he's made.
Well, you know, sweetheart, here's the thing. The longer you wait to get that surgery done, the more likelihood is you're going to miss WrestleMania. Like, if you get it done now, you can be rehabbed by the time Mania rolls around. But if you wait till, like, January, there's no guarantee of that.
I think they're waiting for some final test results before they put him under a knife.
But, you know, it's something of Brian is not a long-term solution in terms of being the face of the company. He's a great backup for Cena because he can step in, Cena can step out, and vice versa. And they can take care of all the duties of being the face of the company together. But Brian, in terms of his body, is clearly having problems and has had them for quite some time.
Think about this. His last match was at the very beginning of May. And by the time he's projected to return, it'd be 9-10 months. That's a pretty long time, and you're never we've seen Hunter come back to big ovations and become the guy, and you see Steve Austin become the guy, but they were main event players. Brian was
right.
Just breaking into the main event as an established main eventer at this point when he got hurt. He was given the ball, and his body dropped the ball.
Yeah, and at this point, we don't know if his body can pick it back up. Like, that's the underlying question for everything with Brian is...
He's up in the air. We don't know what he can do. We don't know if he will be able to be the guy.
Continue.
We don't know if he'll be able to wrestle again. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I know, I'm sure he will be. I'm sure we'll see him again in a ring. But if he does get the surgery and it is successful, it's something of he's going to have to completely change the way that he wrestles so he doesn't take impact on his neck and on his elbow.
Yeah. It'd be scary to get in a ring with him right off the bat because you just don't know.
No, you don't. That's a little nerve-wracking.
It really, really is, and again, WWE this year got hit with a big injury bug. Injury bug, retirements, people walking and leaving.
Right.
This was they had a group of people. Like, if you had a healthy Daniel Bryan, if you had a Alberto Del Rio who gave a damn, if you had a CM Punk, the company would be in a better shape right now. But they lost Roman Reigns, they lost CM Punk, they lost Daniel Bryan, they lost Alberto Del Rio. There's three former world champions and the guy who's groomed to be the next world champion.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, what do you do from there? I think they're probably asking themselves the same question. What are we supposed to do?
You give what they need to do is allow people to be given the shot. They got to give people the ball, and I hope they're starting to give Bray Wyatt the ball. I hope they're giving Dean Ambrose the ball, because on Monday nights it needs to be more than John Cena. It cannot be the John Cena story going forward. Again, they were trying to move away from that, but now they're in a position where they have to lean back on John Cena. But at some point, things need to matter more than John Cena's spot. And until that happens, we're going to be in limbo still. But I hope we're in a position to let guys like Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose become the face of the company going forward in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I can see that, and I can agree with that. But yeah, I would say that right now John Cena is the right choice. And then you can always move that responsibility onto somebody else later on, because you have a lot of long-term solutions at your fingertips.
Don't let it be John Cena than everybody else. Put people on John Cena's level. Because, again, go back to the Attitude Era. Rock, Austin, Foley, Taker, Hunter. Five.
Yeah, they were all able to kind of sort of cycle out.
And they were all the guy. One guy can't be the guy. Brian made the point of, you group them all together, there's a group that can work. Ambrose, Rollins, Reigns, Wyatt. They all have potential if given the chance.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Just give them a chance and let them run with the ball, and we would have a compelling television product week in, week out.
I would agree with that. So, on that note, I say we're done for the evening. What do you think?
I say we're done.
I hear the music. So, well, plug away.
The Rack Extras Season 3, Episode 9 is now available on Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. Episode 10 will be available this weekend.
Ew.
All fancy dramas.
Drama.
And let me tell you something. It was crazy.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah. So check it out. The Rack Extras Season 3, Episode 9 and 10 available now and this weekend on Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. Check out our YouTube channel at YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Subscribe. For all the great interviews that we do are available on the YouTube channel, as well as the NXT reviews are going to be there and some other fun stuff. Check it out. YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio, WTR, and Facebook.com/CigarettePuntsAndBananas. Use the hashtag BlameRob. And for Rob, it's No Shave November. And check out the website, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's a return of Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night and Facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. Follow Tim on Twitter at Flames Forums.
Oh, crap. Did he change his name?
He changed his name.
Oh, shit.
I believe it's at Flames Forums. If you're already following him, you're still following him. So there you go. We're back Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And we're back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern right here every single Thursday night. You can listen live on TuneIn Radio. Get the app. It's free. Just search for Wild Talk Radio Network. We're on Stitcher for archives as well as iTunes. Just search for Wild Talk Radio Network or Rack Radio Show. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter. So please go check that out. It would be amazing. It would also be amazing if you went and saw our very, very fine sponsors' websites. I'm sure they would appreciate it. Check out pwmania.com for all your news needs. Go to tnasylum.com. It is, after all, the haven for TNA fans. And also, we can't forget Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs.
Wrestling action figure needs.
Yes, gotta quantify wrestling, because yeah, there are people...
Certain people don't like the fact that we say action figure. We need to say wrestling.
Yes, we have to quantify it.
Wrestling.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Come.